Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm Ted Vail. Come on down for a great steak and a great night out with the family, with your wife, or whoever it is you're seeing currently.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
Ted Vail.
Ted Vail joins us. This all-you-can-eat buffet that you have instituted on Sunday afternoons, Ted, and welcome to the program, by the way. Thanks for being with us, and have a happy new year, I hope, so far.
Bill, I've had a wonderful new year, and the very best to you and your listeners, your entire family, your listening audience. And it's been a wonderful year for Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're looking forward to another great year. We are featuring on our Sunday afternoons hold on. I got what? Yeah, I'm on the radio right now. My staff is asking me a million questions. We've got a private party in here tonight, Phil. But I wanted to just say to you that we have our all-you-can-eat buffet on Sunday. And to tell people that when we say all-you-can-eat, we want you to come in and we want you to enjoy the buffet. And we are sorry if there are some people who take advantage of that and don't understand what that term means. But we certainly want everyone to enjoy the all-you-can-eat at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And, of course, we're located on Rodeo.
Can I ask you something about all-you-can-eat buffets? It's always funny. The other night I was in a rib restaurant near where I live.
Okay.
And we took the kids in there. And it was like a barbecue place.
All right.
And I said, and they make great food. I said, yeah, let me have the all-you-can-eat beef ribs. And then I said, I'll take another rack, and I wanted to take them home, and they wouldn't let me.
Well, it's understandable. See, people don't understand what all-you-can-eat means. It means you're invited in, we have a buffet, and have all-you-can-eat from the buffet, meaning have everything you see there, but it is difficult for me to imagine, Phil, and I heard this gentleman that you were speaking to last hour, it's difficult for me to imagine, during the times that we're living in right now, and we've had such a terrible tragedy, how anyone can walk into a man's restaurant, and I'll give your audience some information that they may not know. Most restaurants close within 6 months. Most restaurants close. Anyone who makes a go of a restaurant in the United States of America, I'm going to say this, and I please forgive my language, you're one hell of a businessman.
I know. It's a tough business. A lot of competition.
And where I am, Beverly Hills, are you kidding? And then people come in when they see the sign, all you can eat. And some people, Phil, not all people, but some people think that's a license to steal. In other words, I'll go in and I'll eat. Even though we've had coal miners die, I'll eat. Even though we've seen, I don't know if you saw the other night, and Marcy and I were watching, and I just shook my head. I was really stunned when you saw Dick Clark on the New Year's Eve broadcast. It was stunning. We make a joke in our business, the cows have to be stunned before they are turned into before we slaughter them.
Right.
I felt like a stunned steer looking at Dick Clark. And
I thought it was admirable.
It was admirable, but I was shocked that ABC would force a man who is obviously impaired to go out and sit in front of a camera like a trained ape and not give that man...
Do you think ABC forced him?
Oh, I don't have any doubt. Here's a man who is trying to rehabilitate from one of the most debilitating physical traumas, a stroke, and ABC, because you think I like a dollar. Boy, I'll tell you, ABC is in love with the dollar. If they're going to take a crippled man and shove him out and so with all of that going on, I've got people coming into my restaurant. Some people. Oh, it says all you can eat? Yeah. Well, why don't I just go in there and rob you blind? That's not going to happen. And that's why you heard what a lot of people are saying. And
let me ask you something then. If it says all you can eat. When I see a sign that says all you can eat, not literally, you're saying not literally all you can eat, but it means just one trip to the buffet or whatever. If people don't understand it, why do you even have the sign out?
Why what?
Why would you even have an all you can eat sign out?
Look at what, first of Although, Phil, the question from time to time comes up from people to say, why do you have the sign out if you don't really mean all you can eat, meaning repeat trips to the buffet? And I've got an answer for them that always shuts them down. Nobody ever has a comeback for this because there is no comeback. And I say to them, I look them right in the face, almost as if, almost with my nose touching theirs, because I want to get up and emphasize the point. And I say, it's called promotion. Promotion. Promoting your business. And I get right up there, almost as if the flesh of my nose is hitting theirs. Promotion. And I want them to feel my breath on their face. Because I know when someone asks me a question like that, they think they've got me. Well, guess what? I just took it, and I buried it right back up there. Because, you know,
Can I say something just before you go on?
What?
You sound very angry.
I'm a little put out, yeah, because what happened was we caught this gal, and she's going back for another trip. You know, it's difficult. We caught this gal going back for another trip to get coconut shrimp. And I said, okay, that's it, you know, and I threw her out. Now, what happened was it turned out she was pregnant. I didn't know that. I talked to Bruce Altman, who's my attorney, and he said to me, technically, I was in the right, and I'll tell you why. First of all, she is feeding two people if she's pregnant. Are you following me, Phil?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry, but I'm not. Let me give our phone number out, okay?
No, but I want to explain this to you.
All right, let me give our phone number out. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell is on the line talking about all-you-can-eat buffets and how all you can eat doesn't mean all you can eat. It means go to the buffet once, and when you go back again, you're a glutton. Is that it?
Well, when you go back again, first of all, how can you go back again after 10 men have died in a mine? What? How can that happen? How can you go back again when people are getting blown up all over the world? How can you go back again when ABC puts a cripple on TV? How can you go back again and again and again? This is all I'm saying to you.
All right. I want to ask you this. Who's the pregnant woman?
All right, here's what happened. The lady's name was Madison. I talked with my attorney, Bruce Altman. She went back to the buffet. Now, she'd already gotten one plate load. Now she's going back.
And all right, it says all you can eat.
I understand that, but I said to her, you know, would you please go and sit down? We'll bring you a cup of coffee. What are you doing? And she said, I'm having another trip. I said, well, let me tell you something. No, you're not. Now I found out, and this is what I got upset about. She's taken some of this coconut shrimp and wrapping it in a napkin, and she's trying to get out the door with it in her purse. Now that's when I said, okay, that's it, get out. And we threw her out. Now, I found out later she was pregnant. Bruce Altman told me this. Technically, she is violating the rules of the restaurant, the rules of the establishment. It says all you can eat one person. She's feeding two. Now, I can tell you...
Yeah, but she's a pregnant woman, man. I mean, how can you say that's two... It's two life forms, yeah.
Wait, hold on. What would you say to me if you owned a restaurant and I tried to smuggle someone in? All right, I don't know. If I got somebody in and I smuggled him in and suddenly he pops and I've been feeding him all along. It's like, and Bruce told me, it is as if you have smuggled another human being in. So I get it two ways. I get violated not only because someone decides he wants to go back again and again and again for more repeat trips to the all-you-can-eat buffet, even though we've had 10 men die and Dick Clark on television. I feel badly for the man. I really do. That Dick Clark is put out on TV by the money suckers, by the blood suckers that work at ABC. And I got this woman stealing from me. And she's, you know, it is like smuggling.
He told you it's smuggling?
It's smuggling in and smuggling another life form. Not another life form, but it's as if you're smuggling people in.
All right, if a pregnant woman comes into your restaurant and eats at the buffet,
she should, technically, she needs to pay for two. Let me ask you a question. Don't you pay for two on an airline when you got a kid?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. But she gets to come to my buffet and do what? Sit there and belly up? And I'm getting looted and violated left and right in full view of the entire establishment, and I can't raise a finger because she's pregnant and because I got a sign that says all you can eat, which everyone in the restaurant business knows doesn't mean all you can eat. It means go for one trip, sit down, eat it, and get out.
Well, your anger...
Well, I'm sorry, Phil, but...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. I think you probably read about this, where a pregnant woman came into the restaurant, was eating at the buffet, and was going back for return trips. Ted says that most restaurateurs, all restaurateurs, realize and know that all you can eat means one trip, basically. If you go back for another, you are taking advantage of the situation. Now, as a pregnant woman, technically... His attorney said she was smuggling in another person to eat because there was her and the fetus. And then he said he caught her putting coconut shrimp or something from the buffet into her purse. And she was physically removed from the restaurant. Ted Bell with us. We'll be back. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills joins us on the Phil Hendry Show, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills, located on Rodeo. Ted, and I know that you'll be having football playoff specials.
Absolutely, Philly. Coming to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come on into the Ted Room, which is a great place to enjoy sporting events. We got two widescreen TVs. We got all the coconut shrimp. We got all of the hot dogs, everything you want to eat. We got beer, wine. We got all of the accoutrements of a great football Sunday. Come on to Ted's of Beverly Hills.
All right. Now, I wanted to ask you, an all-you-can-eat, the term all-you-can-eat, what does it mean?
Phil, the term all-you-can-eat gets people's attention, number one. Number two, all-you-can-eat is actual if you have a... It's a true statement if you have a healthy but not an overextended appetite. Generally, one serving is what most people can eat. When someone comes into a restaurant, an establishment that is one of the hardest businesses in the world to get going, and they decide to take advantage of a businessman... At a time when we've had tragedies, you know, but even if we didn't have tragedies, you know, I would think that many restaurant owners, after the news we've had, that someone willing to walking into a restaurant that has an all-you-can-eat sign and going back for another plate, it's difficult to imagine that person having a conscience.
Yeah. Well, but you're standing at the buffet as they come back for another plate. Do you tell them they're not allowed?
Well, you know, it's a tough thing. What I do is I ask them, you're having enough. I can't technically say, no, you may not have another plate. But it's understood that you're, you know, and then she comes, this pregnant woman, this Madison woman, comes in, and then I catch her putting the coconut shrimp into a napkin, trying to jam it into her Gucci bag, and I said, okay, that's it. That I said, I knew it as, boy, I, you know, there's an old saying, Phil, you know, some, you can smell whoever the a-hole is in the room, if you'll pardon my language, and man, I'm one of those guys, I can smell them a mile away.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, talking about all you can eat, not really being all you can eat, and people taking advantage of that, and that he should have charged a woman double who was pregnant. Who you caught smuggling food is what you're calling it.
Well, first of all, she smuggles a kid in, and then
the lady was pregnant. You say she's smuggling a kid in.
She is, Phil, it's a fetus that has to eat. Am I right about that?
This is not a child.
It doesn't it have to eat?
It feeds off the mother's system.
It has to. So thank you. You answered me. Yes, it does have to eat. So now I'm feeding two for the price of one. All I'm asking for is a shot, just a chance. Give me a 100-yard start so I can at least make it to the river and get a drink of water before you put a spear in my back. Because this is a tough business to make go.
So you're losing money on buffets?
Yes, we all restaurants lose money hand over fist.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dennis, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, you stated that this woman, she's feeding two people, and you made a comment that if I get on the plane with my Santa, I'll pay for two seats.
I didn't hear you. You said you get on a plane with Santa.
If I get on the plane with my son,
oh, yes, sir.
I'll pay
okay.
for two seats.
Yes, sir.
I'll pay okay. But if that same woman that's pregnant gets on the plane, she pays for one seat. The fetus is not separable. It is a part of the woman.
My understanding is most airlines will, if you are pregnant, most airlines make you pay a jump seat fee. Now, what that means is you don't have to buy another full seat, but you have to buy the equivalent of what they call a jump seat. And that means that if, for whatever reason, if the child was born prematurely, if she gave birth on the aircraft, where is it going to sit? See? So you have to pay a contingency seat fee.
I don't know. As established.
I don't know anything about that. What did you? I'm sorry. What did you say, Dennis?
I said I wouldn't step foot in this establishment. I live in Tennessee, and we have all kinds of all you can eat.
I've got a first class steakhouse. You ask around. Anybody knows who I am? Ted Bell. You come out to L.A. The drinks are on me, and the steak's on me. You come on in. You'll have a great time. And you know, I got no problem with you. What I got a problem with are these moochers. And I don't mean moocher, but I got an all-you-can-eat sign, fine. Does that mean the guy goes back for 2-3 trips?
I can go back here and see for cancer if I want to, and this includes steak.
You have a secret to the cure of cancer?
What?
Have you heard of Golden Corral?
Golden Corral, is that a shampoo?
Wait a minute.
Golden Corral.
Not understanding what the man's saying?
No, I cannot.
Golden Corral, is that a restaurant, Dennis?
That's a restaurant. It's all you can eat.
All right.
Fresh off the grill.
I understand that, Dennis, but I'm not talking about some joint where the girls all wear jeans and their rear ends are as wide as the door. I'm talking about a... Look, do they got slot machines in there? Yes. Okay, that answers the question. What I'm saying is...
No, wait a minute. Dennis is talking about a joint where you can go in and get a steak and not get a lot of attitude. And
you're not talking about me?
What?
Are you talking about me?
Yes.
What attitude am I giving people?
Well, you don't let somebody go back for seconds. You should say one trip. You should state one trip to the food bar, all you can eat. If I walk in your establishment and it's all you can eat,
Well, you know, if you say that, you might as well not have the sign out, because then everybody thinks you're a cheap creep. And what I'm trying to do is I want people to know you come into Ted's and you're going to have the time of your life. You come into Ted's and you may leave with your shirt torn and your pants half off, but you are going to feel, you'll be full, and you will have had a good time. And I need to what?
You need to do another marketing thing like Hooters or something. You don't need to do all you can eat if it's not all you can eat.
Well, Dennis, are you the owner of what is this place, Cal's Corral? What's it called? Golden Corral?
Golden Corral, no. I'm not the owner. I just go there.
Well, you're giving them a lot of plugs, and I would like to say at this time, Mr. Henry, didn't I buy this hour of airtime?
Yes.
Then why are you letting him plug his friend's restaurant?
It's the not my friend's. It's a restaurant.
He's talking about a restaurant in his...
Whoa.
But it is all you can eat.
Ted's of Beverly Hills is the name of my restaurant, and I pay... When Golden Corral or Cal's Corral or whatever it is... ponies up the money for an hour. Jesus.
All right, look at...
On Interstate 15?
If I want to sit in there for 3 hours,
oh,
then they got a
chance. Jesus.
All right, listen, Dennis, good job. Thank you, sir, for your call. I need for you to know, Ted, that people are going to mention establishments that they frequent. It doesn't mean they're given a plug.
Well, you know, the point that I'm trying to make here over and over with you is when I do, and I hate to bring, when I do buy the airtime on your show... And you let some guy come on with a cheap plug like that, boy. You know, you might as well put on a skirt and some heels and paint up because, you know, that's...
I'm not getting paid if that's what you're calling me. Here is 1-800-449-8686. Kathy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say that any buffet
well
I have ever been
Carrows.
To, all you can eat means all you can eat. I've got 2 6-foot-3 teenage boys who don't have any idea who Dick Clark is. And we missed that program anyway, and it wouldn't affect their appetite.
Well,
and this guy sounds like he's nuts and not
Kathy,
taking his meds.
Well, you know what? I'm a business owner, and I'll tell you this. You don't have to make up 2 big boys to excuse the fact that you go back repeatedly to the buffet.
Actually,
secondly,
no. I'm 120
wait a minute.
Pounds.
The lady
My stomach's
said,
not that
oh,
big.
Yeah, sure.
One serving is enough for me, but I'm telling you. You are crazy.
So in other
maybe
words, what
it's
you
different
do,
in Beverly Hills.
Why do you take your sons to an all-you-can-eat when they ought to be eating groceries prepared by their mother?
Well, actually,
yeah.
I've probably been to about 3 buffets in the last 6 years because most of them really don't have very good food.
Yeah.
And I do eat at home most of the time, but I'm just listening to you
well,
on the radio.
You try Ted's
and talk about angry.
Hey, Kathy, hold on. Kathy, hold on for a minute. We'll take a break. We'll be back to you and Ted. I need to talk to you during the break.
You know, I need to talk to you.
Fine. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
You know something? You are really pissing.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
A lot of them, you know.
All right, we're back with Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and this portion of the Phil Hendry Show is sponsored by Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, everybody, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We are going to enjoy, together, a great football weekend coming up. We do have our all-you-can-eat buffet on Sunday in Ted's Bar.
Hear
I would ask you to have some respect for me.
Do you want to put our meat in your...
See, that was interesting, the comment you just made.
Which was what? Respect for me?
Yes.
Well, this is what we're talking about. When I say I've got an all-you-can-eat buffet, look, did you see Dick Clark?
What does Dick Clark have to do with your business?
Did you see him?
Yes, I did, and I was proud of him. I was very proud of him.
Oh, you're proud? What, do you know him?
No, I don't know the man. No. I met him once, and you know what? In the very brief moment that I met him, he was as gracious as could be. He was a very nice guy to me. I don't give a crap what people think, and I thought it was gutsy of him to go out and do what he did.
I don't think... See, this is where you don't get it. You haven't... You know, Boyd, you just don't get it.
And what don't I get, Ted?
Here, you don't think he went out there willingly. ABC put a pistol to his throat and said, guess what? We're not going to honor your career. We're not going to honor your contract. And insurance to pay for the fact that you got a clot lodged somewhere in your left lobe, we're not paying for that either. Either you get out and perform like an ape picking his feet in the zoo. I'm sorry I'm emotional about it, Phil.
You know, for you to believe that that's what ABC said, I think that there is...
Well, you know what? Please, Phil. You know, you got yourself a television show at NBC. Good for you. I'm proud of you. It doesn't mean you know the business, and it doesn't mean you wrote the business.
I'm not saying that I did write the business. I know this much. I don't think you'd tell Dick Clark to do anything.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks a lot. Thank you very much, Mr. Whoever's the chairman over there these days. They fired the last three. Is it Gail? What's her name?
No, she's at the movie. I don't know, and I don't care. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. I'm going to go over to Steve. Hi, Steve. You're on The Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Steve from Chula Vista, California. Hey,
yes,
what
sir.
Kind of whack job is this guy? He's got an all-you-can-eat restaurant, and he's telling people they can only get one plate of food. You know,
I'm in the restaurant business. I'm in the restaurant business.
I got an all-you-eat. Wait a minute. Did I interrupt you? We have an all-you-eat place. And
well, I didn't call you a name.
More than
well, you started out by
more
calling me a name. You started out by getting
totally
personal.
You are totally whacked. You've got to be kidding me. You know,
personal.
If you got my face, like you're telling you're getting this pregnant woman's face, let me tell you, there'd be more than hot air if your air coming back at you.
You know what? I've heard that story.
You are so big, and yet you are so little.
I've heard that story from a million guys.
You've got so many issues going on, you can't believe it. A pregnant lady is worth two people? Oh, please. Who the hell? What kind of business are you running?
Well,
you don't
if charge I would be
two
allowed
on airplanes,
to,
you don't go to theaters and get two, you don't go on trolleys and get two, you don't go anywhere and pay two when you're pregnant.
Wait, some guy from Chula Vista is going to tell me my business? Is that what
the Oh, my God,
right?
You are as little as it gets. You know, the issues you got going have a lot more to do with women.
Oh, here
they
we
just
go.
Have to do with people in general.
No,
Why
sir.
Why you are running a restaurant is beyond me.
Well, there you go. It's beyond you.
Put you in the back.
You just said
the
magic words.
Put you in the back in the kitchen and not let you out.
You just said the magic words. It's beyond you, which means you can't.
Dick Clark came out as a voluntary deal. No one forced him. And listen, you know what? We had miners die. Guess what? Somebody died on the freeway. We had five GIs die in Iraq. Is that going to cause us to quit eating? Come on, get some common sense
people,
and bring up
sir,
the crap you're bringing up.
Some people, you know, can put a break on their repeat trips to the buffet during moments like that. Yes.
And some people don't belong in the business, period. It's a restaurant, buddy.
Hey.
Take off the all-you-can-eat and make it how it is.
Well,
you go
sir,
to a one-plate restaurant.
I'm not trying to tell you your business. What business are you in? I'm in the restaurant business. And I also happen to know what it takes to get out on television because I used to do commercials.
Lord.
Dick Clark was rolled out there.
And the word is used to.
Oh, come on, man. This whole thing.
And restaurant business makes money? Come on, the restaurant business loses money yearly. It doesn't make
you
money.
Know, you've got to tell me.
You know, you've got a lawyer that's telling you that you have a case to stand on. You know, either you're making that, or you know what? You've got a lawyer
language.
That's dying
Steve,
to go to court.
Steve,
but you know what? This
Steve,
is the case. If
watch
you
your
turn
language.
Around and talk.
He said the S word, so.
Yeah, you know what? Is he on hold?
Well, momentarily, Steve, you're on hold because you dropped the S-bomb. What?
What do you mean, what? You know, I'm the sponsor on this program, and you can say something about, yes, Ted, or...
Don't look at, don't let your anger over the whole fact that someone looted your freaking buffet bar.
I'm going to tell you this. Some guy named Steve from Chula Vista, and all of a sudden, he's Mel Karmazin. Hi, I'm Steve from Chula Vista, and let me tell you about the restaurant business. Let me tell you about Dick Clark, and let me tell you about some pregnant chick who's trying to violate me with coconut shrimp. You know, you remember the kids back in New York, Phil, with the pine cones?
Oh, come on, Ted.
No, do you remember that story?
Yes, I do.
Okay, how'd you like that happen to you, only they're using coconut shrimp? Well, it happened to me Sunday.
All right, Stephen, thank you for your call. Let me see if the... Sir, you have to watch your language.
I didn't say anything now.
Yo, well, you said the S word, okay?
This guy's
well,
bad.
Yeah.
Well, look, I want to tell Steve one thing. I don't know what business you're in, but I would be loath to walk in the front door of your business, whatever it is, selling mops and dustpans, and telling you, hey, Steve, you want to move the dustpans out to the display window and the mops to the back, or Steve, why don't you scrub the toilet out first and then go and wash my car? I wouldn't do that. I'd let you make up your own mind.
Are you being sarcastic?
Of course.
Of course he's being sarcastic. He just needs to be sued by somebody over that all-you-can-eat deal, and this would end.
The woman walked in with an attorney with him. The woman was smuggling in a kid.
Oh, my God. She's pregnant.
She's pregnant.
Your mother was pregnant. Did she get charged for two?
You know what? That was before they had all you can eat.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Right.
Swish from the top of the arc.
That must have been from down south, like in Mexico, when they didn't have all you can eat.
Huh?
Okay, Steve, thank you.
All you can eat in America forever.
Sir, I was born in 1965. I didn't hear of it then.
When you were born, what did you hear about?
I was born in 55, and they had restaurants in Los Angeles and Pasadena in 65 that had all you can eat.
Well, I'll tell you this much. When some woman comes in and tries to violate me with coconut shrimp, guess what? Out she goes.
You bodily removed that woman from the restaurant, a pregnant woman.
I didn't know she was pregnant.
Well, what did you think that was... You thought she was smuggling food there?
I didn't know what she was doing.
Okay,
I find her jamming. I find
she
her jamming.
Have been smuggling your shrimp or anything out. But if she wanted to go back for seconds or thirds or fourths, all you have to do is get rid of the all you can eat, because that implies just what it means.
Well,
all you can eat. It doesn't say
one guy going back. I don't mind a guy going back, you know, for a little extra salad. But when somebody wants to come in there and loot me blind, while Dick Clark is babbling.
Oh, come on. Look at Steve, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Let's get over to Gus. That whole thing with Dick Clark.
I happen to care very much for the guy.
Gus, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, Ted, I just wanted to ask you a quick question here. You paid for this hour?
I'm the sponsor of this hour, yes, sir.
And what if you mind me asking, what was your goal out of buying this hour of airtime?
To promote my business. Which individuals that Mr. Henry has allowed on the air have basically ripped the flesh off of that.
Okay,
so I stand before you now, a man who has been looted not only of business at his restaurant, but this radio program has committed the radio version of a full gang rape.
Well, Ted,
let me just say
this. Ted,
go ahead, laugh
at me. I'm not going to talk about Mr. Henry. I'm not going to talk about any other callers.
Turn it off, bud. Turn it off.
I don't care about your... I don't care about your all-you-can-eat or looted. I just want to give you one comment. Can you hear me there?
Yeah, hold on for a minute, Gus. Turn it off, bud.
Everything.
What'd you do?
The commercial came up. Go ahead, Gus.
Well, hey, you know, I've been listening to your show I just turned it on for 15 minutes, and I am behooved at the fact that some guy who owns a restaurant would buy an hour, and literally... just as a consumer.
Are you going to wrap this up soon, Gus? Because I've got to tell you, I'm going to be very honest with you. I'll
be honest with you and tell you right now, just from listening to you on the radio,
Ted's
is the last place I'd ever go in Los Angeles.
Well, let me ask you a question. I think this might be applicable. What makes you think I'd allow you in the place?
All right. Are we getting contentious?
You know what? You wouldn't even have the opportunity because you're too busy insulting your customers over the air.
You know,
people who call in. Do you know the number one rule? The customer is always right.
Well,
no,
you're
going to be out of business. This hour is going to put you out of business in a month.
Are you a private businessman?
Yes, I am.
Right.
I own my own business.
Well,
I'm very successful.
Then you should
know. I probably have enough money to buy all your restaurants.
Then you should know that the customer is always right. Saying we wiped our rear ends with that years ago.
Hey, now,
so you are out of the loop
on national radio.
You're out of the loop
to
on that.
Buy an hour to insult customers.
the guy's making a good point.
You know how many people you've lost, you've thrown out the door just on this radio program?
Hey, let me hold the phone out. Hold on.
Let me hold the phone.
I want to hold the phone. I'm in the lounge right now. I'm going to hold the phone out. Listen to this. Does this sound like I'm losing business?
Ted, you better listen to it good, because it sounds going to diminish with the way you're going. Have those people in the dressing
room. Bring out another potato tree.
They probably could hear you on the radio right now.
Bring it out.
I'd get up and walk out.
Then how come I had to have Carlos?
Think of you on the way.
Why did I have to have Carlos bring out another potato tree? Yeah. Yeah.
Because those people there aren't listening to what a jerk you are on the radio. I can tell you, you've only got about 3 million people in Los Angeles who are going to talk about your place and tell everyone not to go there.
Well, you know,
you
then that means...
your money very unwisely, pal.
You're going to have to talk to a lot of the biggest names in show business, sir.
You'll get a better feedback from that. You should be the last person in commercials.
Who's the most famous person that ever came into your business?
The most famous person?
Yeah.
I've got a Super Bowl MVP winner who is my personal client.
You know who comes into my place every... You know who I had to... And I'm not proud of this, but we had to mop up...
And you know what? That Super Bowl
MVP
person, he's never going to set foot in your restaurant.
Jason Patrick's vomit.
Because I want to make sure he knows what a jerk you are.
You had to mop up Jason Patrick's vomit, Ted. That's really great.
I'm trying to say that I got the biggest names in Hollywood coming in here.
You're stupid, but great, pal.
All right, look at Gus.
Throw in the towel when you're ahead.
Give you a towel? Because of head?
He said, head like you can't hear, like you did the other dude.
Gus.
Dude, you know.
I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Bring out another potato tree.
A Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Go on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills, and you're liable to see a celebrity here. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills, and maybe it'll just be your next door neighbor. We serve everyone here. We would like you to have a good meal at our all-you-can-eat buffet. Just don't abuse it. That's all I'm trying to say. The fact that I've got to come on this program.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You want to talk about what? Jason Patrick, what?
Look, this was a big misunderstanding. What happened was, New Year's Eve, someone apparently got sick at our bar, and it happens. People have too much to drink. It happens. And Jennifer, who is our hostess, she runs our bar. She came to my office. She said, Mr. Bell, there's a gentleman who's sick in the lounge. And I went into our lounge, which is where I am right now, and there was a man sitting at the bar who appeared to be passed out. And he had vomited.
Okay.
And he was face down in his own vomit. Now,
oh, God.
Well, the reason why I'm telling you the story is because I went over, and she said to me as I was walking around behind the bar to where this man was passed out, she said, Mr. Bell, I think that's Jason Patrick. Could you correct me if I'm wrong? And so I grabbed, the only thing I could do is grab a handful of his hair, and I picked him up to look at the face, and I said, yes, it was. And at that moment, and I talked to his attorney. At that moment, someone lit a cherry bomb out in our parking lot because it was midnight. And it startled me, so I let go of his head, and I dropped his face back down onto the bar and apparently got a bloody nose. And that's not my fault. I didn't pass out my own puke. He did. See? See, that's funny how people get that mixed up.
Well, you're... Okay. Do I got a break again? All right, we'll come back to some phone calls, people hanging on the line. Please stick around. I don't know why you think that story makes you look good.
What do you mean?
Well, I think it makes you look rather callous, lifting a man's head who's passed out up off of a bar by the hair and then dropping him face down back into a pool of his own vomit. Yeah, that's great. 1-800-449-86... What?
Whoa, you're not going to get away with that. Go ahead, hit it. I get an extra commercial because of that.
Why?
Because you just slammed me for no reason. Beverly Hills. So now I get to have a commercial and you don't get to say anything.
I'll say anything.
I said to shut up, please. Yeah, come down to Ted's. And Jason Patrick is a great... He vomited on my bar. It happens. Freaking PO'd.
We want to put our meat in your...
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pilot high and deep.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
So my understanding is I get three free commercials?
No, you do not.
Tats of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
This portion of the Phil Henry Show brought to you by Tats of Beverly Hills. You know, you may not like me, but you'll love our restaurant. And I apologize if I put some of you off, but some of you, I think, deserved it.
And let me just finish out the hour, Ted, because I don't think this is doing, as that gentleman made a very good point, I don't think you're winning friends for your business.
That's why Jason Patrick comes in here.
And vomits on your bar?
I don't care if he vomits on the bar. The point is, I've got clientele here. I've got return customers that make that guy's Super Bowl MVP look like the guy that delivers the mail. Thank you.
Like you just got off a big line.
Oh, really? Well, I haven't heard it. Well, I haven't heard you get off one better.
Yeah. Let me get to a phone call here before I... Vanessa, go ahead. Hi, Vanessa.
Yeah, my husband and I were just sitting here listening to this guy. And we're just laughing because he was like, is this a joke? Nothing that this guy is saying makes sense. We own a restaurant very similar...
All right. Then you know how you take it in the shorts when it comes to all you can eat. Right? Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. I thought I lost you.
No, I'm right here. When you put out the all you can eat sign, doesn't it feel like someone's trying to put it to you in an unbiblical way?
We have an all you can eat buffet. We own a restaurant.
I got that, yeah.